If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your time with me today. This is a bit of an impromptu topic. I switched up what I had planned to do based on something that I think is very important for us to talk about, that we have yet in 500 episodes, that we have yet to talk about. And I know for me, with the podcasts that I subscribe to, I sort of play the titles that look interesting to me, but I don't listen to every episode. I have no idea if the title of today's episode will appeal to many or to few, but I am sending it out into the world with the very sincere hope that not only you listen to it, but that you share it with somebody, and maybe several somebodies. Because even if this isn't relevant to you today, I think it will be at some point in the future. And I also believe that today's topic is very relevant to someone you know. And whether it is by sharing this episode or by adopting the practice we're going to talk about in today's episode in a way that somebody close to you notices and learns from your example, it's so important that we adopt this change and demonstrate it, live it out for other people to see. So thank you for listening. Like many of you, I have loosely followed the news of several recent high-profile suicides. Avicii, Vern Troyer, Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain. And that has influenced me to talk about two very important things today, kind of off the cuff. And those things are depression and joy. Obviously, I'm not a mental health professional. I don't play one on the internet or this podcast. And I do believe that all of us who feel like we are alone or in trouble should seek professional help, period. And I will put appropriate links in the show notes page for that. And this is not an episode about suicide. It's about pain and progress. Two dramatically different states of mind that I personally have a whole lot of experience with, and that I think many of us go back and forth between pain and progress. I believe we can control the shift from one to another, from pain to progress. And we also are in control of that shift when we go from progress to pain. I think we're making some fundamental mistakes. And these mistakes make change and the joy that can come with change seem much more elusive than they need to be. I also think that probably a disproportionate percentage of people listening to this podcast struggle with pain or depression or depressive periods just because of the nature of wanting to change something in your life and how that can be frustrating and how that can absolutely lead to either depressive periods, depressive symptoms, or depression itself. I've certainly been there, and it started really early in my life. I was not excited about changing my life. I was not excited about changing my health or changing my body. I wanted it. I desperately wanted change, but I was not enthusiastic about it. I wasn't excited by it. In fact, how I felt was totally the opposite of enthusiasm, totally the opposite of excited. I was ashamed and I was frustrated. I was, for most of my life, disgusted with myself, by myself. And my energy and my attention went to the problem. And I think that's where a lot of us spend our energy and attention, on the problem. I hated being fat. I hated feeling so different. I hated feeling like I wasn't in control. I was in control. I wasn't taking control. And I hated the way that felt. I hated myself for overeating, for sneaking food, for continuing to break promises that I made to myself. If and when I had a great day, I was upset that I wasn't seeing progress faster, or I was feeling defeated, even in a great day, by how far I had to go. How many hundreds and thousands of great days I'd have to fight for to get where I wanted to be. And if I had a not so great day, I was beating myself up for that and shaming myself and convinced that I would never change. The worse I felt, the less I took care of myself. And the less I took care of myself, the less motivated I was. And the less motivated I was, the less I did to create change in my life. And the worse I felt. It was a really awful cycle. I said it before and I'll say it again. I lost years of my life. Years of relationships with people that I can't get back. Because I wasn't taking care of myself. And one of the primary reasons that I wasn't taking care of myself was that I had a terrible attitude and a negative perspective. And I've been thinking about this a lot over the past few weeks, and the other day when I was watching the news of Anthony Bourdain's suicide, I was texting with a friend of mine. We used to both watch Parts Unknown and No Reservations, his shows, and talk about places we'd love to travel. And just what a cool guy it seemed like Anthony Bourdain was. And I said, you know, how do we know that the people in our lives are okay? Because I think so many times we don't know when somebody isn't okay. And asking, are you okay, is probably not the best way to get somebody to open up and share. So it got me thinking about common threads from some of the darkest times in my life. And the only thing that I can really say was a factor in all of the darkest periods of my life is that I wasn't excited about anything. I wasn't enthusiastic about anything. I was deeply embedded in the problems of my life, the problems of my day, what was wrong, what was missing. And I think this is a huge thread in mental health, but it's also a huge commonality in why people aren't making progress towards their goals. Lack of enthusiasm. I shared just the other day with my veteran groups in the 12 Weeks to Transformation that one of the most undervalued resources in the world that can change the world, that can change your life, is enthusiasm. The best times of my life, the happiest times of my life, are when I am creating something, improving something, making progress in some way, making things better for myself, my life, my business, my finances, my relationships. And this comes from learned optimism, chosen optimism. You have to choose to generate, to manufacture enthusiasm and excitement about what you can do, what you want to do, why you want to do it. This has been a game changer, a tool, a powerful tool in some of the darkest moments of my life. It has been how I've not only gotten through them, like survived, but also thrived through them, fought through them, been able to be militantly and eagerly on my own side instead of using hard moments as a reason to throw in the towel, betray myself, and turn to food to distract and find temporary pleasure amidst pain. Generating enthusiasm, choosing to manufacture excitement about something that I can influence, has been the thing that allows me to choose permanent joy and progress instead of temporary pleasure and pain. I would ask myself, and I did this all the time shortly after I separated from my now ex-husband, but in every hard moment of my life, everything that felt like it was against me, if this was for me, how would it be so? If this was actually something was happening to benefit me, not to hurt me, not to take from me, how could it be that this is in my favor? How could it be that this could be a great thing, could be a blessing, could be completely for me? And I remember shortly after, it was funny, I was in Indianapolis with some of my Master's Club members about a month ago, and some of them were reminding me of a webinar that I did, one of the only Master's Club webinars. It wasn't even Master's Club, it was early in the Fat Loss Fast Tracks. It was one of the only ones that I didn't record, and I started it out saying, I'm not recording this, and I told them that I was separated, and at that point, nobody knew. And it was an emotional webinar, and I was sitting on the floor. I had no furniture. I had no money. I had no insurance. I was terrified. I was completely uncertain. I was broke. I was afraid. I was just sad beyond belief. And I can so clearly remember sitting on the floor during the webinar, before the webinar, after the webinar, for months afterwards, saying, if this could be for me, how would it be so? And I would choose to manufacture enthusiasm and excitement. I wasn't faking it. It was real. Maybe what's next for me is this. Maybe I'm going to move on to something that's like this. And I really want to have this, and I can have it. That is possible for me. The door is now open. I can create what I want. I can find what I need. I can generate that. And I would get excited about the future, not to erase the pain of the present, but to be able to move forward and generate hope. Because for so many of us, that is just missing. And that's why it feels like such a struggle, because we're choosing to stay in the dark instead of seeking the light, instead of choosing the light, searching for it, creating it when you can't see it there. I would ask myself, what is it that I want? And in those moments, it was, what is the kind of relationship that I want? What do I want for my love? What do I want for my life? And is it possible? Of course it's possible. And I'm going to find it. And I do the same thing with my body, right? It's easy to stay in the problem and, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that, and oh my gosh, I've been working on this for so long and it feels so far away. Or career, finances, business. You leverage enthusiasm, you manufacture joy, you learn optimism, you choose it. And that makes the work and the journey easier. It makes it so much easier to wake up each day with a good attitude and a joyful heart, excited to do the work instead of cutting corners and making excuses every day. What is the life that you want? What could it look like? What will you have then that you don't have now? Is it possible? Of course it's possible. Can you create it? Yes, you can. Why does that matter to you? Think about it. Go there in your mind in detail. Get excited about it. And this is not a one and done thing. This is something you have to choose over and over and over again, every day, multiple times a day. You psych yourself up, and then the work becomes something you want to do. That's not going to happen if you are not enthusiastic and excited about it. You have to choose that. That is a tool. I've shared with you guys before the story that says, you know, one friend says to another, "Why do you always take the hard road?" And the friend responds, "Why do you assume I see two roads?" The hard road is the negative way, the defeated way, the giving your energy to the problem way. But that's not the only way. There is an easier way to create these changes, to not feel like it's such a burden, to not wake up feeling disappointed and feeling like, oh my gosh, I have so far to go. I'm the problem. I'm in my way. The easier way is a way of learned optimism, chosen enthusiasm, manufactured joy. Guys, the world needs more people who are excited about where they are going. Not because they're born that way, but because they generate that enthusiasm and that excitement. The world needs more people like that, who choose to be those people. We don't need more people who are complaining about being busy, or all in a tizzy because they overate on the weekend, talking about how fat and how tired they are. We need more people who are enthusiastic about what they are doing and why, for themselves and for their businesses and for their relationships and for the world. What that looks like for me personally, for me, Elizabeth, I know that I am here with my struggles and with my past and with my problems and with my hurdles. I am here to be an example that radical transformation in all dimensions of your life is possible. Relationships, body, finances, business, that's why I'm here. And I choose to manufacture enthusiasm about it. When I feel burdened, when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel tired, you can either give in to that or you can turn to joy. You can manufacture enthusiasm. You can choose to generate excitement about where you are going. It is a choice. And it is a choice that makes things easier. It's a choice that makes things better, more fun, and faster. And like I said, it's a choice that you don't just make once. You make it every day, multiple times a day. Feeling down, frustrated, in a funk, tired? Yes, we all do. But choose to respond by turning to, questioning, regenerating, and awakening enthusiasm and excitement. It is a tool. It is a choice, and it matters. We can all choose to stay in the problem. We can all choose to feel sorry for ourselves. We can all choose to focus on what is wrong and what is missing, but we can also all choose to manufacture enthusiasm, to sit and say, what am I capable of? And what is possible for me? Why does that matter? Why is it going to be amazing? How is it going to be amazing? Visualize it. Think it through. Manufacture that excitement and enthusiasm over and over and over and over. I got a text last night, I think, from a friend of mine asking if I had heard the song High Hopes from Panic at the Disco, and I hadn't. And he said, oh, you need to listen to it. It makes me think of you. And I played it and immediately felt very complimented that it made him think of me. But some of the lyrics say, had to have high hopes for a living, shooting for the stars when I couldn't make a killing, didn't have a dime, but I always had a vision, always had high, high hopes. Didn't know how, but I always had a feeling I was gonna be that one in a million. Fulfill the prophecy. Be something greater. Go make a legacy. Manifest destiny. Burn your biographies. Rewrite your history. Live up to your wildest dreams. They say it's all been done, but they haven't seen the best of me. So I got one more run, and it's gonna be a sight to see. When you hear a song or a poem or a quote that fires you up, that is a micro example of just what I'm talking about. Manufacturing enthusiasm, choosing to get excited. Choose joy, generate it, manufacture it, create it every day. Create it when you're feeling fine, create it when you're in a funk, create it when you're feeling amazing. It is a tool. It is the difference between the hard, slow road of the problem and the easier road of the solution and the excitement and the joy. Guys, this is a tool and it is available to every single one of us. And I know for me, the darkest and hardest times of my life, I wasn't turning to hope. I didn't have any. I was so embedded and enmeshed in the problem that I couldn't see the hope. I didn't turn to this tool of manufacturing enthusiasm and choosing joy. And it's always there for us, always there for us, always there for you. Leverage it, create it, be intentional about it. Begin each morning. What can I be excited about? What is the future I want that I'm capable of creating? Get detailed with it. Visualize it when you shower, when you're driving, when you're upset, where you want to go, what is capable for you, what you're going to do today to get there. It is a tool that is always available to you, and it makes a massive difference. The world needs more people who are excited to be better, to be different, to be changed, to be the best versions of themselves. The world needs more people who are not talking about how they're fat, who are not talking about how they're tired or they're busy or they're stressed, but are excited about the changes they are making in their lives. And I want that for you. And it's possible for you. And it is not a one and done choice. You choose it again and again and again, and it becomes a learned optimism. And I want it for you. I want you to choose it. I want you to create it. I want you to fight for it. I want you to return to it again and again. I want you to crush those goals and then get excited about the next ones. I want you to get out of the problem and participate in the solution. I want you to remind yourself when it feels frustrating, when it feels overwhelming, when you feel alone, when it feels dark, that you always have the ability to turn to that optimism, to turn to that enthusiasm, and get excited about what is available to you tomorrow and next week and next month and next year and for the rest of your life. And fight for it. Fight for it, choose it, create it, and then choose it again. Make today amazing. Be an example of this enthusiasm for everyone you meet. And maybe share this message with somebody that needs to be encouraged, that needs something brighter to work towards. Make it a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.